Hello, everyone. Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. Normally, we're joined at this time by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, but he has the afternoon off. We'll take a look at all your market numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Looking at our livestock markets today, they look like they all gained ground. February live cattle were up 72 cents at 140.15. The April contract was up 27 cents at 139.22. January feeders today up 40 cents at 169.80. And March feeders were up 22 cents at 168.25. In the lean hog markets, February lean hogs up 27 at 86.87. And the April contract was up 70 cents at 92.25. We'll be back with the grain markets next.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
In the grain markets, March Kansas City wheat was up 9 cents at 629.5. July Kansas City wheat up 7 cents at 622.5. In Chicago, March wheat contract up a nickel today at 572.75. And July Chicago wheat was up 5.25 cents at 586.5. In the row crops, Chicago March corn gained 2.25 cents and closed at 428 even. The July contract there up 1.25 cents at 441.75. In the soybean markets, March soybeans down 3 cents in Chicago at 13.15 even, and the July contract was unchanged at 12.81 1/4. In the cotton markets, March cotton was up 140 points, and the May contract was up 146 points at 86.40 cents per pound. In the energy markets, February NYMEX crude oil was at $94.07, and February natural gas was at $4.38 per million BTUs. Looking at the precious metal futures, February COMEX gold was at $12.42, and March COMEX silver was at $20.08. That's a look at your closing futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.